KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Make sure you check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, Iowa's losing streak in bowl games is over at 5. The Hawkeyes outscored Boston College 17-3 in the second half in a 27-20 win in the Pinstripe Bowl in a game heard here on KJAN yesterday. Drake Kulik's one-yard touchdown plunge with 3:09 remaining proved to be the game winner as the Hawkeyes closed the season with a record of 8-5.
Tie-dye, Kulik the blocking back for James Butler. They give it to Kulik, and he looks to be over. There it is. Touchdown, Iowa.
Yeah.
That's Gary Dolphin and Ed Podolak with the call here last night on the Hawkeye Network. Kulik's second carry of the season turned into a game winner last night. Iowa won despite being outgained 383 yards to 200, and special teams and turnovers were the reason. The Hawkeyes turned three Boston College turnovers into 10 points, and two long kickoff returns by Akram Wadley were responsible for two other scores.
And I think the game, in a lot of ways, was reflective of our season. We've had some ups and downs this year, some turbulence along the way, that type of thing. But the guys pushed through it, and that certainly is what happened today. And just couldn't be prouder of our team. In the second half, they came out, thought they played tough, gritty football, and certainly we were playing in tough conditions.
It was Iowa's first bowl win since 2010, and Ferentz says he was happy the seniors could close out their career with a win.
The best part of what we do is the players, you know. And by my count, it's 28 wins for those guys last 3 years. So, you know, I think the thing that makes it better than anything is just, again, the ups and downs that we went through. And we've had some bumps in the road, some disappointments, that type of thing. But these guys kept pushing forward.
Ferentz joined Hayden Fry's coaching staff at Iowa in 1981. Last night's win was his 143rd, and that ties him with Fry as Iowa's all-time leader in wins.
You know, I just really consider myself extremely fortunate. And it just gets down to the people you're with every day, you know. And, you know, the one commonality in my 28 years there, we've had great players to work with. I've worked with great coaches at all levels, great support staff. It's a tremendous campus. We've enjoyed, you know, outstanding leadership. And the state of Iowa is a great place to live.
With 283 all-purpose yards, Akram Wadley was named the MVP. And he says getting Ferentz the win and snapping their bowl skid provided motivation.
That's real special to us. It's real special to the players that we can get them that. And, you know, as far as, you know, the games, you know, we finally got one, you know. The storm is over.
Boston College dominated the first half and led 17-10, but the Eagles could not overcome two second-half turnovers.
But, I mean, if you said you're going to go into the game and hold a team to 200 yards of offense, you'd like your chances, right? But, you know, they came back and haunted us, plain and simple.
That's Boston College coach Steve Adazio, who was surprised by the Eagles' troubles in covering kickoffs.
Our whole thing is speed. We've got really good team speed. We get down the field with great coverage units, and I felt like we were pattering on ice out there on our kickoff team. I'm not really sure why. I mean, I know the footing wasn't great, but I just all of a sudden, you know, we played in a manner on our coverage team that was uncharacteristic of who we are.
Iowa wins at 27-20 to finish the season 8-5. Wednesday's college football schedule began with Florida State's victory in the Independence Bowl. James Blackman threw three of his four touchdown passes to Auden Tate in the Seminoles' 42-13 rout of Southern Mississippi. Blackman completed 18 of 26 passes for 233 yards to help the Seminoles finish 7-6 and avoid their first losing season in 41 years. Cam Akers led Florida State with 94 yards rushing, while Jacques Patrick added 61 yards. Also in bowl action, Elijah Sindelar threw a 38-yard touchdown pass to Anthony Mahongo with a minute 44 remaining to give Purdue a 38-35 victory over Arizona in the Foster Farms Bowl. Sindelar threw for 396 yards and four touchdowns, with Mahongo and Gregory Phillips each providing the two TD catches and over 100 yards. The Boilermakers had squandered a 17-point halftime lead when Khalil Tate threw his fifth TD pass with 3:21 left to give the Wildcats the lead. Shane Bouchel and Sam Ellinger each threw touchdown passes, and freshman running back Daniel Young had 112 total yards as Texas tamed Missouri 33-16 in the Texas Bowl. Young had 64 yards receiving with a touchdown and added 48 yards on the ground. Tigers quarterback Drew Locke passed for 269 yards and a touchdown, but he also threw an interception and lost a fumble as both those teams finished at 7-6 on the season. In NFL news, first-round draft pick Patrick Mahomes will make his NFL debut at quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs when they play an otherwise meaningless game against the Denver Broncos on Sunday. Chiefs coach Andy Reid said Wednesday that the former Texas Tech star would start in Denver. The Chiefs locked up the AFC West with a 29-13 win over the Dolphins last weekend, and they cannot improve their playoff positioning against the Broncos, so it makes sense for starting quarterback Alex Smith and many of the other regulars to get a week off before the playoffs. Reid declined to say who else might sit out, but he did say there will be enough starters around his young quarterback to ensure Mahomes gets a fair chance to succeed. We'll have that game for you live Sunday here on the radio. Chiefs and the Broncos in Denver. 2 o'clock is the pregame start time. Also around the league, Jay Cutler's future plans are incomplete. Miami Dolphins quarterback says he made a good decision to come out of retirement, but added Wednesday that he hasn't decided whether to play a 13th NFL season in 2018. A return to Miami as a backup seems unlikely. Cutler delayed the start of a broadcasting career in August to join the Dolphins when quarterback Ryan Tannehill suffered a season-ending knee injury. Tannehill is expected to return as the starter next season, and Cutler said playing in 2018 likely would appeal to him only if he's the starter. Vikings quarterback Sam Bradford could return to practice next week as he recovers from a knee injury from week one. Bradford has been out since a brief return in week five against Chicago. Giants cornerback Eli Apple has been suspended by the team for the season finale against the Redskins for what interim general manager Kevin Abrams calls a pattern of behavior that is conduct detrimental to the team. That decision comes a day after Pro Bowl safety Landon Collins referred to him as a cancer. Browns coach Hugh Jackson says he has no doubt he'll be back next year despite a 1-30 record over the past two seasons. Jackson says he unequivocally believes without question that owner Jimmy Haslam will keep his word and not fire him following Sunday's finale in Pittsburgh. Haslam announced on December 8th that Jackson would return next season. Well, the top-ranked Villanova men's basketball team remains perfect this season after capturing its Big East opener. Mikel Bridges scored 20 points and Phil Booth added 17 with six assists as the Wildcats whipped DePaul 103-85 in Chicago. Villanova was 15 for 31 from three-point range with Bridges and Booth hitting four apiece in Coach Jay Wright's 399th career victory at the school. The only other top 25 team in action Wednesday was number 6 Xavier, and the Musketeers rode Trevon Blewett's 23 points to a 91-87 win at Marquette. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.